Good morning. Relatively quiet weather in the wake of that storm that brought the messy weather to the northeast over the latter stages of the holiday weekend. High pressure instead is building in, and outside of a few scattered snow flurries, it's dry outside with a fair amount of cloud cover mixed with sunshine early this morning. We'll have more in the way of sunshine across the northern tier of New York and New England today, and this will allow temperatures to reach back up through the 20s and up toward 30 degrees on average. We'll also have a brisk northwest wind across the region, and that will make it feel a bit colder throughout the afternoon. Overnight, tonight's skies will be clear, and with high pressure overhead, the winds will diminish considerably, and that will allow temperatures to drop off, and readings will be between 0 and 10 above by early tomorrow morning, with many places across the higher terrain going below zero. This will set us up for sunshine to start the day tomorrow, but as high pressure departs, clouds will be allowed to move in as a weak Alberta Clipper slides down the Ohio Valley toward the mid-Atlantic coast. With clouds thickening during the day tomorrow, temperatures will stay in the middle to upper 20s. As that Clipper swings through late tomorrow night and Thursday morning, we do run the risk at a round of light snow in parts of the area, especially the southern Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England, so we'll track that. But a minor event, as this system will be moisture-starved. Highs on Thursday after the system departs will be around 30 degrees. In the upper 20s again on Friday, as high pressure brings us more dry weather, although sunshine will give way to increasing clouds as we turn our attention to a storm which will develop along the Gulf Coast. Right now, the latest computer models are bringing this storm well off to our south and east with a miss for the northeastern part of the country, but we'll track it with time to see if anything changes with the computer models as we head into the upcoming weekend. Either way, breezy and colder weather moving in for Sunday and Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a weak low-pressure center in the Corn Belt will spread light snow into the Great Lakes and mid-Mississippi Valley today. Tomorrow, the snow will expand into the Ohio Valley and mid-Atlantic. Meanwhile, out west, a winter storm watch is in effect for the southern Rockies into the high plains of eastern New Mexico. Another front will bring heavy snow to these areas tomorrow with 4 to 8 inches across the plains and 8 inches or more in the mountains. Freezing rain is possible with the storm in West Texas. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Juliana Airport, St. Martin, in the Netherlands Antilles at 12 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Nizhnevardovsk in Russia at 2 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under clear skies and 8 below zero, with a northwest wind at 74 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 20 below zero. In Albany on the hour, flurries and 25 degrees, the dew point 16, 69% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.88 inches, and it is currently holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 80 degrees at Pompano Beach and West Kendall, both in Florida, to a low of 8 below zero at Gunnison, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy near 40. Boston, mostly sunny in the mid-30s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with a few flurries and highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 38 degrees, the low 29. The average temperature, 34, that's 12 degrees above normal. Just a trace of snowfall yesterday for the month, 6.3 inches, which is 4.7 inches below average. And 30.8 inches for the season, which is 3.3 inches above average. There were 31 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 841, that's 33 above average, and 3,114 for the season, which is 229 heating degree days below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 53, set in both 2006 and in 1986, and the record low, 22 below zero, in 1970. Sunrise this morning, 7:20 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:53 p.m., 9 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today, with highs in the teens and lower 20s. mostly clear tonight, 5 above to 5 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy today with scattered flurries and snow showers and highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows 5 to 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs right around 30. Mostly clear tonight with lows 5 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds with highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy with some light snow possible Wednesday night and Thursday morning near 30 Thursday afternoon. Sunshine giving way to clouds Friday in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of light snow Saturday in the lower 30s. Breezy and cooler on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds upper 20s. And sunshine giving way to clouds in the mid-20s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.